Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Well, before we get started, we do have a visitor. And I did want to say to you, you were not late. We had to move our service up. We're sharing our building with a Baptist church that got destroyed, so we moved our service up 15 minutes. So you were on time. Would you introduce yourself? Who you are? I'm from Omaha. Yeah. Well, she did. Oh, cool. Well, anyway, welcome. Are you, you live down here now, or are you visiting or what? Spending the winter. For some reason, I don't blame you. Well, today we are celebrating the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. You know, the Holy Spirit is so important to all of us. It is the Holy Spirit that brings us salvation to us through entering our hearts and giving us the faith of the unseen gift of eternal life through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross and the shedding of his perfect blood. By the way, I pulled that right out of the, it's called the Lutheran Encyclopedia. And when we read that, you know, I thought, hey, I'm just going to pull that whole thing out because I like it. Because it's through the Holy Spirit that we come to the cross. Jesus gave it to all. But yet, we have to come to the cross. So where does all of this come from in Scripture? Well, first of all, we have a clue in the writings of the early church fathers, which I read this morning. I left it in the bulletin. And it's reading Scripture as a way of going to the, quote, inexhaustible wellspring by which God gives himself to thirsting human beings. Now think about that statement. Inexhaustible wellspring. The water of life from Christ never stops. And then, as we go on, the Bible is a letter from God to creatures. I did a lot of thinking about that. Why God to creatures instead of God to women? Because we are creatures of God. And I got to thinking about that. I said, no, using that, it makes sense. But it enables them to discover God's heart in God's Word. And I thought this was interesting because this is Pope Gregory the Great in the 500s. The Catholic Church started to make a change and veer away from mainline Christianity. Pope Gregory the Great was just as orthodox as anybody today. I mean, if we look at his theology, he could have been losing. Okay? And so, now, it's one of those things. You know, when we start talking about this, the church fathers are the church fathers. And a lot of them are smarter than I am. But a lot of this today comes from the apostle Luke. All right, why? Well, it's why Jesus and the Holy Spirit work in the way they do as the two parts of the Trinity. And they're working for our salvation. One achieved it for us, one brings us to it. Make sense? Alright, this is from Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good things and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Now, if you notice, it says, or it doesn't say, he healed their bodies. He healed their spirit. We didn't do it today, but when we sing Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Folks, when you have that, our goal is to have that right spirit, because from right spirit comes the healing of the body. Make sense? That's about as Holy Spirit as I can get. I'm looking at Pastor Sheridan. Mainly, by the way, what happened with her, it's the same thing that's going to happen today. And I would have thought about having all three of us, but I thought, well, probably wouldn't much about that. Probably the next time, I'm going to put you back to work.
That's
Don't take it personally.
I won't.
But part of the thing that we run into, folks, is that our relationship with the Holy Spirit is one to renew our spirit. When we went to baptism, and I talked about this a couple weeks ago in our sermon on baptism, it's exorcism where we get rid of the bad spirits and the Holy Spirit enters, correct? All right, so we are healed by the power of the Holy Spirit entering into our bodies, right? Okay, so when we look at that, what about illness? Can the Holy Spirit heal illness? Yes. Okay. I'm a good example of that. You know, one of the things, this has been a very interesting time in my life, looking at Peggy on that. You know, I had pneumonia, bronchitis, I still have bronchitis. But, you know, when it's 3 months at a time, it's just frustrating. Then, with my eyes, you know, I was told I was completely blind in my right eye. I just went and got my eyes checked. I'm seeing 20/40 out of the side. You know, and I was told that nerve would never regenerate. But something's happening. So what is it? That world is just not here. Beth is not the only one. But Beth's a miracle person. How many times has she had cancer and now it's gone? And Bill, we hope that this is the same thing that happened to you, although we've been told that this is hereditary. But even so, to nothing, are you still not having to do that's right, I'll leave it. Are you still not having to do chemo and radiation? To prayer too. You know, so we can look around our congregation. There's 23 of us here. But when we look around on everything that happens, God is in our midst, isn't he? Bog tut e bog dam. Right? God is here, God is there, God's everywhere. And so when we look at this, what a blessing it is for us to have this experience in our lives. All right. This is why it's important for us to have that healing of our spirit. Yes, we want the healing of our physical bodies. We have people in our congregation who have experienced it. But folks, it starts with the healing of the spirit. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. And then what does it finish up with? Joy of your salvation. So the spirit works with salvation. I think that's important. So, Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit. Isn't that what happens to us through baptism? We came into his family with the anointing water of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't have to be oil. We were anointed with the Holy Spirit. And so when we look at that, the salvation that can come to us because we are God's family is important. And really, folks, isn't that the blessing of the Holy Trinity? Well, I've had people say to me, that's just paganism because it's more than one God. No, it's one God. But he acts in three different ways. And the Greek word for that is ousia. Well, as I try and explain the Trinity to kids, I always like the one about the Oreo cookie. Because you got two biscuits, and in between you got the filling, and if you squeeze, what happens? The filling oozes out. So the Holy Spirit oozes out into our lives. So, we know that faith is a gift of the Holy Spirit. And that's what Scripture tells us. But also, what is faith? But it's a belief in things unseen. So a lot of what we're talking about today, we'll never see. But boy, we sure can experience him. And I think it's important. Can we control what we ask for? Well, no. But that's also a gift from God. because many times God answers it in his own time. Sometimes I wish his time was closer to my time. I told you the story when I went to my first two calls. And they were both sort of amazing experiences. And Dave Carrick, who was my campus pastor in Omaha, when I was talking, you know, when I came here, I said, geez, I wish the Holy Spirit would have just put me here to begin with. He said, no. You had things to learn. The Holy Spirit put you where you needed to be to learn the things where I could help this congregation. Life is a learning experience. And as my dad said, if you learn something new today, it's a good day. So today, when we go on and experience the laying on of hands by the pastor, and just as we did from Pastor Sarah the last time, we are asking for the help of the Lord in our lives to create that right spirit. And as the conduit, what Lucy said, we are a conduit for the Holy Spirit. This is where a conduit for healing, we're a conduit for forgiveness. It's got to flow through us. Acts is the means of the power of the Holy Spirit to enter us and to go through us onto someone else. And that's exactly what happened with our baptism. A wonderful gift, that's it. Well, Pastor Don already said to keep our hearts alive, I can't think it's Philippians 4. I always use it now there, but the sermon, I can't think. But anyway, he's already said it, so I want to do it this way. May this gift of the Holy Spirit create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Amen.